They're very slender, although not as slender as the Orions are. Their arms and legs seem to be more in proportion with their height. They're very dark blue color. Some of them have crystals embedded in their skulls, depending on which group they belong to. We had Conida, he was in our group. He gave himself an Earth name called Cat Stevens. When I asked him why, and he said, "Have you heard that music?" So based on, you know, whatever he saw in that and liked in it, he thought that was a good name for him. Of all of them, he had a sense of humor. He understood sense of humor. Some of them were still learning what that meant. He was very friendly, very soft-spoken. Of course, they're telepathic. So when he's in the group, you don't hear any verbal conversation. He's just communicating with them telepathically. He's done that with me. But he also likes to be verbal. He's fascinated with the sounds that come out of our mouths. So I thought that was interesting that he would choose to be more verbal of the group. And
is their voices soft or harsh, you know?
He has a very soft voice.
Okay.
I never heard any change in tone that would be considered a more negative tone. I always heard more of a positive, sort of a lilting tone out of him. Very soft-spoken, though. You have to really pay attention. Because their hearing is so acute, everything they do tends to be in a quieter mode. The difference is, you know, when they move, when we walk, our arms sort of go in gait with the rest of our body. His arms tended to go together with his body, so I'm not sure if that's has something to do with their shoulder structure or not. They have very thin shoulders, so maybe that they don't have a ball socket like we have. I'm not sure. I never saw him lift his hands over his head, so I can't say that that's what's happening. But it seems to be that everything he articulated in front of him is done. They have very large hands, very long fingers, and it seemed to be articulated that way, more so than movement of the arms. They take very long strides. I had a hard time keeping up. So, you know, I have to take two strides for every one of his. And he seemed to be the most social of the group. And he tells me that that has to do with the lineage that he comes from. They're more social. So, you know, I don't know.
Are different lineages different, do different jobs? You know, like specific lineage that for some reason this lineage loves to be medical. This one likes to be security.
Right. Right. So they do believe in a lot of healing. That's their forte, is the ability to heal. So, and he says his lineage is great healers. So I'm sure that probably has something to do with it, although they have a lot of technology that they are into. You can ask 100 questions and you'll never know the real them. I tried to get to the bottom of, you know, their social structures because I think that's important to build on. You know, they don't have a concept of brothers and sisters, that type of thing. You know, I asked him about reproduction, and he just smiled at me. So I'm not going to get an answer there. But I believe that they probably use a pod system based on some other references that he made along the way. He does talk about having to have his body renewed, just like the rest of them. So the cellular structure breaks down based on the gravity and our sun. He did not like our sun. He said it was too harsh. So that means that where they come from, their sun is not that harsh. Probably of all of them, he was more touching than the rest of them. Most of them pretty much would not touch another. But occasionally, if he wanted to make a point to me or something, he would touch me on the arm. And that was unusual for them to do that. So I never felt threatened by them. I always felt very comfortable with them. He had a lot to contribute, and he would always say, "Well, you know." I said, "No, that's why you're telling me. I don't know." But he would try to contribute to whatever was they were working on so that I would have an understanding of it. We talked a lot of science because, of course, that's their forte. And, you know, if I didn't understand something, which I'm not going to understand a lot of their technologies, then he would take the time to try to give me enough information that I could understand. So
why was he so much different than the other Arcturans that you worked with? Because he seemed a lot more open with you.
Right. He says because they're an older race and that they've been around other beings a lot longer and that they've adapted to that. Which I found interesting because, you know, most of them say we're millions of years old. So how much older is that, right? But they do, I did notice that he was quicker at making adaptations than the rest of them. So I don't know if that's because his understanding of what was going on allowed him to adapt faster. He seemed to be on that scale of being able to accomplish things at a much faster rate. We've had many discussions on perception and energy. You know, it's fascinating to see how he looks at it because they all have the same theory that, you know, everything is energy. But he will expound on, you know, what that really means. You know, he'll say to me, you don't understand, it isn't just energy. It's more than energy. And, you know, then he'll go into, you know, talking about the intelligence of the energy. And I thought that was really fascinating that he was willing to share that.
What makes their society one of the most advanced races out there?
Well, I think it has to do with age. I think
because they've been around the longest.
Yeah, they've been around longer.
Most
I think
knowledge.
That they've, you know, he says they've been all over the universe. They've been all over the dimensions. They're very good travelers of interdimensional spaces. So I think that's why is that they've, you know, seen more. We've talked about desensitizing, and that's really what it is that they're desensitized to a lot of the things that they've seen. They become accustomed to them and accept them for what they are. And so, you know, I think they bring it forward into their culture. I mean, if it's something beneficial, wouldn't you do that? Right, of course. So I think that's what they've done. They're just much older and have had more exposure.
You mentioned dimensional travel. What more could you tell us about this?
Well, they say that they do it easily and often. And I did ask them, I said, does that include time travel? And they said yes. They do expound on that by saying that they're not allowed to change anything in time because it creates a new timeline. And they talk about the fact that we too could be interdimensional travelers. We just... because we don't have an understanding of it right now. That's why it eludes us. But as soon as we get that understanding, we'll be able to do that too.
Did they have anything to do scientifically with our making?